Hi, everyone, and thanks for joining me. I'm pleased to be with our new Director of Programs and Community Relations, Michelle Keller.
Hi, Kim. Thanks for having me.
Michelle. Thanks for joining us. Want all of our viewers to meet you and welcome you. And it's not going to be news for many people because so many people in the community know Michelle, not just because she's an active business owner, but also for all of the community involvement that she and her husband Chip have had over the years. Tell us a little bit about your background, Michelle, for those people who are not aware of Michelle Keller.
Well, thank you. Again, Michelle Keller, and have been born and raised in Martinsville, lived in Bloomington for a brief period with girlfriends, and that's when I opened a hair salon in Bloomington. I'm a hairdresser by trade, was in Bloomington about 28 years, and then decided Chip, my husband, has a office supply in Martinsville, and I just saw how much, you know, how involved he was with the community, and so decided to come back and open a couple of businesses in town. Saw the growth in Martinsville, so I was very excited about that. And we raised both of our kids here, and so we have children, two children, Emma and Ben, and they are grown, but they're still at home. And I just thought it was time to come back to the city that I love so much, and serve there, and it was just time to get out of doing hair. So so been back in Martinsville about 7 years, with both businesses, an event venue and a boutique hotel.
And they are?
Brick House on Main, and then Brick House Loft Boutique Hotel, and they're both located downtown Martinsville.
Right, and they're a gorgeous facilities and a great addition to the community. And I know that you were a very successful hairstylist in your salon, going strong for almost 30 years. And you really hurt a lot of people when you quit doing hair, including myself. But everything you touch, Michelle, is a success and turns to gold, so to speak. And I know that you are, I don't know how you find all the hours in the day, but you do. So how are you going to manage this work for the Community Foundation and your businesses? I know that's on people's minds, so I want to talk about it here today.
Absolutely. That is something that has been brought up a lot in the last few weeks. If you know me and you know me well, I don't require a ton of sleep. When I do sleep, I sleep hard. But no, I firmly believe that when you're doing things that you love, you're not really working. And I kind of tell myself a 35-hour a week job is really only about a day and a half as far as a total week span. So there's a lot of hours to be able to give back to the community, the city, the county, or anything that you love to do. So it makes it easy for me when I enjoy the different kinds of things I do in my life. And I definitely love serving others. And I think that goes back to, you know, being a hairdresser. It's all about relationships. It's not just hair. With having the venue and the hotel, again, it's hospitality. It's serving others, taking care of people. And being offered this position at the Community Foundation, I felt like it naturally fit for me. I love taking care of people. I love reaching out to people, building relationships. And to me, it was just a natural fit. And the hours were just, you know, kind of on the back burner. So I wasn't concerned about that. I do feel like this job will make me more efficient with my businesses. I will be spending less hours as far as the weekday there, but it makes me a better event planner and host on the weekends. So I think it's going to be a good balance for me. I like to stay very active, so I'm not scared about it. And I want, you know, all of our clients to know we're still going to be taking care of them, but I'm going to be able to make a difference in the community with the work that the foundation does.
And you have fantastic staff.
Absolutely. And that is something, yeah, too, right, that I should have already mentioned them. They're very competent. So, you know, if I can give them a list of things to do, they can take care of it for me. And yeah, I'm not nervous about it at all.
And we're not nervous either. And I'm glad that you spoke to the, you know, your draw for community service, because I know, I mean, you and I have been friends for many, many years, mm-hmm. and you had talked about volunteering. Mm-hmm. So it's just a blessing that we've been able to figure this out and yes. bring you on. We are excited. Our grant application goes live next Monday, July 7th. So all the nonprofits in the county, go to our website and give us a call in advance or while you're in there, and I can help you, and Michelle's going to be alongside as well. And besides you and I being friends, we also do business together.
Absolutely.
I mean, we love to have an event at Brick House. So tell me about the events and the feedback you've been giving with 100 Women and the Strong Her event that we're going to have with Amy Bennett in August, and of course the Lilly Scholarship Dinners.
Yes. So when I opened 7 years ago, the president then of the Community Foundation had reached out to host the Lilly Scholarship Dinner, and that's when I really started seeing the difference that the foundation makes in all of these students' lives. Mm-hmm. And so since then, we have hosted every year, and I always look forward to that event. It's just everybody is just so grateful for the opportunity to even be a finalist for that scholarship. And then when you came on about a year ago, I really started seeing things in the community kind of awaken. And one of those things, we had an event, the 100 Women Who Care, and I just saw the difference of how quickly you can raise funds to make a difference in a nonprofit's, you know, organization, and how they can go out into the community with that money. And so it just got me fired up again about the events. And we're going to have a Strong Her money management, I believe. Is it a money management event?
Financial
event. Planning, yep. Yes. Mm-hmm. And so I'm excited about that. I just feel like there's going to be more opportunities for people in the community to see how much the foundation does.
Well, we're certainly trying, and we love the collaboration with Brick House. And you've mentioned the Giving Circle, the 100 Women mm-hmm. Who Care, and that is an event where women 4 times a year throw in $100, and this year we're tripling that, and we take nominations from members, any nonprofit that they're wanting to nominate. We draw 3 out of the hat. Those 3 that are called, they give a 5-minute sales pitch, and then we take a vote live there. It's very exciting. It is hard to describe the level of suspense and excitement. And then it's just so powerful.
It
These
is.
These women come together mm-hmm. at our last one by 3 votes. Churches and Mission won the over $30,000.
Yeah.
Because our numbers have grown now over 100 women. We had 103 women and 6 guests. So that's an exciting event that I know we will continue to grow that group and meet and award these nonprofits. This falls outside of our grant mm-hmm. cycle, so it's in addition to. So
absolutely,
we loved studying Johnson County's system, because this is a group that they're everywhere. They're national. They're in several different counties in Indiana. We studied Johnson County's. We think it's a super easy business model, and mm-hmm. it just makes sense for us to do.
Absolutely.
So we are very excited at not only those events, but other fundraising events that I know you're going to be helping us come alive with. So
I cannot wait.
We are thrilled to have you on board. We need this kind of energy and experience and collaboration. And
well, I'm excited, Michelle. And thank you for the opportunity.